Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome to the Brad Westmar Morning Show, which, by the way, never understood why they call them morning shows. It's pretty clear that it's a morning show if it's on in the morning. You don't need to call it Johnny Dare in the morning. You just call it the Johnny Dare Show. You know, the Brad Westmar Show could still be just called the Brad Westmar Show, even if it really was morning. You agree with that, Matt?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. It's just you and me in the bat tonight. I'm very happy to be here. It's Christmas time. You can get the feeling here in the air. It's cold outside. Have you had any snow up there yet?
Yeah, we had like, I don't know, 4 inches, 6 inches last weekend, something like that.
Yeah, it's wintertime, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. I just bought a four-wheel drive, so you can bring it on.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a huge difference in your life. I guarantee it. And believe me, Batman, who still drives the rear-wheel drive, you know, has a hard time. You have a hard time in the snow.
Mine's front-wheel drive.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay. Because he drives it like it's not. So
I do. I drive it like a maniac.
Like a Fred Flintstone mobile. Yeah.
The Batmobile should be four-wheel drive. You would think it would be four-wheel drive.
Precisely. I would think so. But anyway, Jared Afkar, not with us tonight, but we'll give him a quick salute anyway.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
Our very favorite co-host / executive producer in the Batcave is this guy.
I love this job more than I love Taffy.
Mr. Adam West, Todd Sheets Batman, and lost somewhere in an episode of Party of Five, still in love with Kate, and still looking better without a beard than he does with one, Mr. Magic Matthew Fox. Matthew Fox, it's good to have you here. Please tell me I haven't used that one yet.
No, that's a new one.
Yeah.
I didn't shave today either, so I feel just like him.
You feel like the old scruffy future?
Yeah,
Dr. Jack Kevorkian or whatever his last name was. What was his last name? Dr. Jack.
I watched
Knopf. No, what?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I was
either.
So confused in that show half the time. I don't remember anything.
Yeah, there. One thing's for sure: that show is not for older people. I mean, older people would watch that and they'd say, "Forget it. I don't understand it." And there were some of us younger people too that had a hard time with it. And the hard part for me with that show was when they, like, the first few seasons, they would like show you 3 or 4 new episodes, then they'd wait 3 months and show you 3 or 4. I had a hard time remembering what had happened, and I didn't want to watch those review shows because they were so boring watching the same stuff, you know?
You know what my big problem with it was? It was the flashbacks. I hate flashbacks in TVs and movies.
Yeah.
TV shows and movies. I just hate them. I want to move the action forward, move the story forward. Don't go backwards.
It was a little strange in that regard. I mean, for a while I didn't mind them because you started to learn a lot more, but then they just got confusing, and you're right, they kind of moved you backwards, and it was a TV show phenomenon there for a long time, though. And then the fact that the worst part about the TV show Lost was, in the end, it ended up being exactly what you thought it was in episode one.
Yeah.
They're all dead. They're dead.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
that's what it was, right? It was purgatory or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Exactly. Yeah. So thanks for wasting 7 years of my life or 6 years of my life or whatever it was, you know?
I pulled the plug on it after 2 seasons. I couldn't take it after that.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. I can't say I blame you, old person. But
You know, the problem was it was on the same time as 24.
Ah.
And 24 is the greatest show ever, and that moves at 100 miles an hour. So you just, anything that wasn't 24 at that time,
Yeah.
It just sucked.
You know, that's fair. And I never watched 24, and I know I probably missed something pretty good. And I the good news is it lives in DVDs forever. So, you know, eventually I can watch the entire 24 series if I want to, you know.
You should, definitely.
And I probably should. Now, see, JJ the Pollock is different, who, by the way, still almost 1 year into the show has never made an appearance on it, which I'm very disappointed in. I don't care that he has 14 kids at home in diapers. You know, I don't care. He should still make some kind of an appearance on this show. But
he's busy with his choreography.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He has all the Lost. He watched Lost when it was on. He mm-hmm. also bought all the seasons on DVD. And now, granted, they have extras and stuff on it, too. But me, I don't need to watch a TV series that I just watched for 6 years on DVD. That's just me. But that's just people do different things with their money, and that's what he does. I mean, would you want to own all the 24 series on DVD?
I do. I have them all.
You have them all. Okay.
Yeah. I do that for a select few shows.
You're gay.
You know, there's some rewatchability there.
No, believe me, I do. I have no disrespect for that because I really don't. Because if it wasn't a moneymaker and if people weren't out there doing it, they wouldn't sell the DVDs. You know, I mean, they're That's there right. for a reason, you know. And it's two reasons. It's for people like me who didn't watch 24 and for people like you who are obsessed with 24. You know, yep. So fair enough. And by the way, your proper salute.
So, Dave, what are your goals here at WNYX?
Well, I just want to be the best damn news director I can be.
Good, good.
I should look at the language part. Let's get the language
so,
part.
Dave, what are your goals here at WNYX?
Well, I just want to be the best damn news director I can be.
Good, good. That kind of strong language don't fly with me, but.
So you can cut awesome. It off right there. That's great. Fantastic. I've got a lot on my plate. Let's start here. This is going to be one of those really, really laid-back shows. Magic Matt, you were saying before the show that you kept looking at our show notes, and you were seeing that I really wasn't adding much to it this week.
Yeah, usually you got a pretty good list there, and I'm waiting for some sort of an assignment, and I just didn't hear anything from you, and
yeah,
starting to get a little worried.
Yeah, well, so tonight we're just going to talk. I mean, we're just going to pretend like nobody is listening because, let's be honest, you know, so we may as well just go ahead and talk amongst ourselves. So one of the things that happened, if you're listening to the show on tape, download, Memorex, DVD, you know, cassette player, 8-track, whatever you might be listening on, let's just hope that the show file is up at a decent time this week because last week the Man Bat had some problems, and I don't know where to begin. I was telling Matt the story as the intro was going. You know, the show is usually at the very latest up by Sunday morning, late Saturday night into Sunday morning. I wake up, of course, and usually I'm pretty PO'd when I see that the show is not there because on Sunday mornings. Because what happens, Matt, is I then take that and put it into our podcast, the only podcast that we have still that is not kind of confusing because we still have some iTunes problems. Yes. And I know those are going to be worked out someday. Steve Wozniak. Is it Wozniak or Wozniak? I'm not really sure.
I don't know either.
Yeah, who cares? Anyway, he's the Polish one. Is that a Polish name?
I don't know.
Who cares? Anyway, so to make a long story longer, Batman says, oh, it'll be up tonight after I take my daughter back and blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, well, can you give me a ballpark time? He said, 9:00. I said, okay. So sure enough, of course, Matt, 9:00, I check, and what do you think?
No show.
No show file still, yeah. So I go to bed about 10 o'clock or so.
Hey, my daughter, I ended up having to take her home around 10 because her mom wasn't home.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that your daughter had to go to the hospital because she scraped her knee up and then had to have stitches, and then it's always some long story.
No. Okay. That's all I had to do.
Okay, thank you for not making it a long story.
I'll kick you in the shin.
So the next morning I get up, 6 a.m., show file. What do you think, Matt?
Still not there.
Good guess. Very good guess. Very good guess.
It was there.
Well, this is how it actually
progressed. You're my witness. You saw it the
yeah.
week before.
Well, I refreshed about 40 times, you know, because Todd has said before, you need to refresh. I'm refreshing, trying to see if it'll show up. The thing was, there was actually a link there for the last couple of days, but the link was not complete. It was not, the show file was not there, okay? And I immediately could tell that because, it, you know, if you look down the left-hand corner when you hover over the link, it'll show whether or not it's a .mp3 or whether it's an HTML link, and it was just some HTML link going to some place that doesn't exist. So anyway, I text him on my way into work on Monday morning, and as I'm texting him, I also get an email from JJ the Pollock, who at least he listens. He says, hey, man, the show file is screwed up. And I'm like, I know. So I'm texting Todd, and Todd texts me back, and he says, it's there. You just got to refresh a couple of times. And I think that Todd has, you know how I joke with you, Matt, about how you've got like your text message answers on speed dial?
Yep. You know?
I think Todd has his excuses for messing up on speed dial too.
I'm gonna kick you.
No, you do. You do. Because his automatic response, and I knew he was gonna say this, was, well, you gotta refresh a couple times, it's there. I know what happened was he had went and fixed the problem after he got my first text saying, oh crap, there's still something wrong. He went and fixed it and then said, oh, you got to refresh. That's why it's not showing up. Because I texted him back and said, I'm sorry, but I've refreshed about 432 times and it wasn't there.
I got, in my defense, I didn't go check because I had uploaded the show four freaking times.
Okay. All right. It's fine.
Now let's get it on the record.
What?
The week before, you were my witness because you had downloaded the show and it was perfect, and suddenly it was truncated to 20 minutes for no reason.
You're right. This is true. That did happen too. That is true.
It's really not me. It's something going on, but I've addressed the issue.
It was listener number two who actually told me that it was down to 20 minutes.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So we have two listeners, but that's
too
cool.
Too confirmed.
Yes.
That's the bright side of this story. Let's concentrate on the bright side.
The bright side is that as you listen to this show on file right now, I know that Batman is a good guy. He's going to make it good, even though it wasn't necessarily his fault. Allegedly, he is going to get this show file up in good time this next weekend. So we're here now.
Should we talk about what we did for New Year's though, just in case? So it's pertinent.
You mean future us?
Yeah, future us.
Well, yeah. So I went over to your house and I saw your family. I haven't seen your mom in quite a long time. The carrot cake was fabulous. Fabulous.
Wasn't it awesome?
Oh, it was so good. I love the nuts that are in it, too.
Yes. The frosting. The best part's the frosting.
There are nuts in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was hoping those weren't chunks of something else. Okay, good. Okay. So
you're a real connoisseur. You remember that.
Yeah. Isn't that weird that I do remember that?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I was pretty drunk that night, too. So a good time on New Year's. We watched some bowl games and stuff like that. And, brought the whole family over and yada, yada, yada. Because, you know, my wife, of course, knows your mom. You know, so it was a good old time. Okay, we got to stop. All right. So let's move on with the show. It is Christmas time. And it's funny because I walked in here to Jackalope Radio and noticed that they were playing Elvis Christmas music. And not only was it just, you know, here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane, it was like an entire Christmas CD of Elvis stuff.
Nice.
And it was very cool, yes. And that actually made me remember as I walked into the door of the studio, oh my God, I've got some important stuff downstairs in the car that I want to bring up here. So I came back, went back downstairs, brought it up, and I have brought in, here's the deal. I've decided to add to the clutter of crap that Todd has brought into the Jackalope Radio. I mean, and honestly, it's getting bad in here. I mean, I'm going to take another picture and put it on the website.
Whatever.
I may even text this to you right now. Here, give me.
Do.
I mean, this.
Whatever,
forever.
Whatever.
No, seriously, this is brutal in here. And I just decided, you know what? If he can use this place for his closet, I've paid my dues. I'm going to get rid of some crap that I don't want anymore.
Hey, in my defense, there actually, if you look at the shelves, I took a bunch of stuff out of here. I took two whole cases of stuff out.
I'm sure.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt, Batman, that says, in my defense.
I need one with this guy.
You know what? Seriously, I've got a thing here. We don't have time for it right now, but someday, if you keep wanting, I have a hurt feelings report that you're going to fill out sometime. I got it right here. Look, it's right here. Compliments of Jared Afkar. And we don't have time tonight on the show.
Because Afkar is very, very sensitive.
He's very, very sensitive. He understands what the importance is of a hurt feelings report. And we're not going to do it now because, believe it or not, I actually do have some things planned for tonight's show. Let me get this picture off to you here, Magic Matt, real quick, and you can interrupt me as soon as you get it here. MATTFOX, and it is coming your way. So, anyway, I brought in an Elvis. What is that? It's an Elvis thing. It's an Elvis picture, and it's got an actual ticket from a show inside of it. And it's also, I've also brought in my famous Elvis lamp, which if you go on YouTube and you search Westmar Elvis lamp or something like that, you'll see this lamp on there, and it's got a figurine of Elvis on it, and he dances to Hound Dog. And so anyway, Batman's going to find some places for this stuff here in the studio, and I'm going to kind of add to the Christmas cheer. Now, I want to tell you, Batman, this stuff that I brought in here, as you're typing away doing something and not paying attention to the show, okay, this stuff is still mine. Okay.
I know that, yes.
Here's how I see it. I mean, you have it to use for now, but if we break up, I have the option of bringing it back to myself if I want to. It's mine with the option of deciding if I ever want it back again or not. Okay. Fair enough, because it's just more Elvis crap that I really don't want, because people tend to think that I'm a big Elvis fan, and I am. But as I've said before, Matt, this stuff is cheesy. It's crappy. Most of it, and people just go to the well and just buy me Elvis crap, and it just clutters up my house, my office, and everything else. So
the word is out.
The word is out. It is. So did you get that picture yet? It's still coming.
Batman, I just got it.
Yeah.
Batman, that's ridiculous.
It's nasty.
Goodness.
It's just, you got two Batman heads over there.
Zoom in. Yeah, two Batman heads.
What else?
Are they stacked on top of an old printer? Is that a can of spray paint?
It's not an old printer. It's a new printer.
This looks like the corner of my garage.
Well, we have to kind of use everything we got around here.
Boba Fett. That's cool, though.
Isn't that something? It's unbelievable. Baca. Unbelievable. Awesome. Yeah. So
it is. It's like the back corner of the storage room at the place that sells the Halloween costumes.
It kind of is. Or it looks like the side of the house where during Pulp Fiction when they brought out the gimp, it looks like the corner of the house you didn't get to see. You know?
Yeah,
it's crap, you know? Stuff.
Are those knee pads?
Oh, yeah, because you know Batman has to wear knee pads.
Those are not knee pads.
Hell, you need knee pads for?
They're shin pads.
Never mind. He's I don't want to know.
Those are not shin pads.
He's a catcher in more ways than one. Oh, by the way, we'll be hearing from Batman's homunculus here a little bit later on in the show. That'll be fun. Yeah. So let's take a break real quick, and not a real break. I want to just take a break, and we haven't played this for a while on the show, and if I can find the goddamn thing, we'll play. Here we go.
It's a song about the Brad Westmar Show.
Yeah, I still love it.
Every time a new listener joins the show, the listenership doubles.
And an angel dies.
Brad has elevated bitchiness to an art form.
It's me.
Jared is still very, very sensitive. Batman's hourly wage amounts to 13 cents an hour.
Yeah.
And Brad earns even less.
I got Magic my cell phone Matt up
looks
in the
like
air.
David Spade.
What's
Martin,
that?
And
I got my cell phone waving it up in the air.
And he sounds Let's like go. Dave Foley. Before each show, Brad eats his peanut butter goo.
Woo!
And he still owes Batman and Jared pizza.
So what?
Jared's extended absence from the show has probably helped improve it.
It's true.
When it's at its best, the Brad Westmar Show is being fueled by alcohol.
Not anymore. I'm sober.
Freeway. It's all
freeway. Baby.
Still very, very sensitive. Batman's hourly wage amounts to 13 cents an hour. And Brad earns even less.
Time to break it down.
Magic Matt looks like David Spade.
Yes, he does.
Ed Norton and Tim Lincecum. And he sounds like Dave Foley.
And he won a Cy Young.
Before each show, Brad eats his peanut butter goo.
It's good stuff.
And he still owes Batman and Jared pizza.
I don't care. I had pizza this weekend with
Jared's extended absence from the show.
More
has
on that
probably
shortly.
Helped improve it.
And Jared's in Cleveland.
When it's at its best, the Brad Westmar Show is being fueled by alcohol.
Not anymore.
Freeway. It's all freeway, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Freeway.
Freeway.
This is a song about the Brad Westmar Show.
Yeah.
Every time a new listener joins the show, the listenership doubles. Brad has elevated bitchiness to an art form.
Yeah.
Jared is...
is confused.
This is a song about the Brad Westmar Show.
Yes, it is.
Every time a new listener joins the show, the listenership doubles. Brad has elevated bitchiness to an art form.
Coming in at number one, once again for the 15th week straight, that's the Brad Westmar Show theme song on American Top 40. Now, on with the countdown, number 34.
My buddy, where
I go. More on that later, too. I love that song, though. I still love it.
It's pretty catchy.
I think so.
I think it is. It's a toe tapper.
You know, Batman did not even move his head one time during that. He's too busy doing some. Seriously, what are you doing right now that's so effing important?
You know what? I am watching and learning.
What are you watching and learning?
Actually, I've been listening to everything you're saying. What do you want me to do?
You know, that's what...
And I was rocking my head back and forth to my buddy, so kiss my butt.
If you're going to listen to my buddy, that's great. If you're going to listen to the show, people, you have to actively listen. You must put your ear against the speaker and look at a blank wall. You have to concentrate on the intelligence that is portrayed.
Because you went to college and all.
During this program. Yeah, don't even start that right now, either of you. Thank you very much. Yeah, so on Peter King Sucks on Facebook, I had a guy recently. We had a guy on there who just posted a couple days ago. He said he was a new like on that particular page. And he said that, go ahead, find five reasons Peter King doesn't suck. You can't do it. And I got to thinking about it. It's like, I can't come up with one reason why Peter King doesn't suck.
Oh, that's a toughie.
I mean, really, can you think of... I don't know if there's anything at all. I mean, hey, everybody. I don't suck. That's a good reason, right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no way.
I can't get past the 300-word coffee breakdown from last week's column.
I know.
Ridiculous.
I know. And the funny thing is, too, about Jared is that he knows Peter King sucks because Jared is a writer kind of guy. Peter King is a writer guy. Jared's obviously read Peter King, but he has no idea who Peter King is. How can you not know who Peter King is for as much as his fat face is plastered all over the TV screen these days?
Yeah, how could you watch football at all?
I don't know.
Over the last 20 years and not know who he is.
I don't know either. But Jared's kind of goofy that way. He also didn't watch Gilligan's Island growing up. So, I mean.
Weird.
Yeah. And speaking about more weird things about Jared, here's something interesting. It's time to blast the ginger. He's not here. So, do it. So, here we go. Now, I went and spent some time at his house on Saturday night, and a lot of interesting things happened, but the first thing that comes to mind is we're there, and I'm looking over in the corner of his basement, and I say we're there. I mean, I'm there with a couple of his buddies, and we're hanging out, and I'll get to more of that later. But I looked over in the corner, and I see this like this five shelf stand. It's probably a good. I'm gonna guess it's close to 6.5 feet tall or so from the floor up, and
okay.
It's got like five shelves on it. At the very top, it's got a computer monitor. Then the next thing down has a keyboard. And then it's got a laptop under that. And then it's got a couple of other shelves below that. And I go, what the hell's going on over there, Jared? He's like, that's my workstation. And I go, you stand? He goes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He goes, I read that it's just better for you to stand. If you're going to work all day, you know, you don't want to sit in a chair all day long. It's just not good for you.
Oh, man. Do you watch The Office?
No, but I'm sure you've got a story relative. Please tell me.
Oh, last week's episode was... I think Jared might be Dwight Schrute
from
The Office because Dwight was doing that exact same thing. He had set up his desk so he could stand the whole time. And then there's this running joke about how by the end of the day, he was just getting worn out. He couldn't take it anymore, but he wasn't gonna bow. And it's a long story, and there's a practical joke in there from Jim in The Office, but it is. I think Jared might be Dwight Schrute.
I think
the
you
real
may,
life.
Dwight yeah, Schrute. You may have hit a nail on the head there because
we're about to launch an anvil.
I mean, Afkar is like, it's funny because you know when I first met him, he was a little bit heavier. He's lost a lot of weight the last couple of years, and he's never fat to begin with. You know, he's just skinnier now than what he. And you remember that, Todd? I mean, he used to be a little bit heavier. He's thinner now. He's working out a little bit heavier these days and stuff like that. But it's not like serious working out. I mean, he doesn't hit the weights the way I was hitting the weights here, you know, a couple of years ago. I mean, he's just kind of, you know, working out hard. I'm shocked because here's a guy who, let's be honest, I mean, even when he's working in an office environment, he's sitting down a lot. You know what I mean? So why is it that you suddenly decide you needed to stand up when you're working at home? I didn't want to get into the Jerry Sandusky Joe Paterno argument with him too heavy either because we don't agree, and I'm not making fun of him. It's just different, and that's why I like having him on the show because he's a little off, and I think he knows that. And believe me, people that have been listening to this show since the Wild Wild Westmar show know that Jared's a little off, you know, a little snotty with the music tastes, you know.
Kind of uppity. Is he kind of uppity that way with his musical tastes?
You mean uppity like
oh, I don't listen to them. They've sold more than 1,000 records.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. And the other old co-host I had, Hot Carl, was the same way. The only difference was, you know, at least Hot Carl had a reason. I mean, he was 45 years old. So, I mean, it's like he was older than we were. And so he had a little bit different musical tastes in some regard. And it's like, okay, I understand why you don't like the 80s bands quite as much. That's fine. That's fine. But yeah. God, for Christ's sake, Jared grew up in the 80s, for crying out loud. I mean, you can't, how did you not, well, you know, I was growing up, and this is what is, you know, well, you know, I was growing up, my mom loved the Rolling Stones, and so I got really hooked on the Rolling Stones, and then, you know, I learned that classical music was a big thing, and that's kind of what I really grew up on, was that, and I'm like, okay, and you're right, then anytime somebody says, oh, I don't listen to that, or I don't know any of it, it usually comes off very snotty, like you said, it's like, oh, well, it's just that I'm too good for that.
Yeah, I've had that conversation 1,000 times in my life because everybody knows I'm a big Bon Jovi fan,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. every time you talk about him, it's just a big joke to him.
Yeah.
Like, well, who do you like? Well, I like Radiohead or somebody with no chorus ever.
I know.
In a song.
Look, I don't care who you are. If you're anywhere between the ages of 35 and 42 years old right now, you liked Bon Jovi in 1987. I'm telling you right
just
now.
Just admit it.
You admit it. You liked Living on a Prayer. Nobody disliked that, or You Give Love a Bad Name. I mean, that thing just rocketed through the world. I was in high school. I was 15, 16 years old at the time. You can lie about it now all you want, but you know you liked Bon Jovi. Everybody liked Bon Jovi. Nobody disliked Bon Jovi. Don't give me any crap. You liked Bon Jovi too. Bull.
I saw Bon Jovi a couple times.
Yeah, well, then...
Because he was opening for...
Okay.
He was opening for the Scorpions, and then he opened for another band. I can't remember the other band.
Look, Matt, correct him. Bon Jovi is a band, not a him. Yes.
Well,
it's five guys.
It's a band.
Not one.
Jeez, man.
But I never liked Bon Jovi a lot. I mean, I didn't hate him, but I didn't like him.
Bet you know all the words.
Okay, but if you don't hate him, I bet you know all the words. Oh no, you picked up on the Bon Jovi on the song.
Well, of course, yeah.
What's the
song? Runaway was buried in there.
Yeah, you knew it. You caught it.
That is the actual Bon Jovi album I like so much. Yeah.
Jared wouldn't even know it probably.
Really?
Seeing what he just said too, that's like a little music snob caveat too. Like, yeah, I listen to Bon Jovi, but I only listen to the first album.
Yeah.
I love that
no
album.
One's ever heard except for Runaway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And that's the thing, too. Look, you have no leg to stand on. You like every piece of crap in the world that I like, okay?
Pretty close.
You can't tell me that you don't like Bon Jovi. You just, you're probably like me. Look, I like Bon Jovi, but I got to be honest with you, Matthew. I am a little fried on Bon Jovi after almost 25 years of listening to them, okay? And I'm not saying I hate them. I'm a little burnt out. And I think maybe Batman's problem is, you know, he's a little bit older than I am. I think you're burnt out on Bon Jovi. That's your problem.
I was burnt out on Bon Jovi when they came
okay,
out. Okay,
here we go. This is the same conversation, Matt. How many times have we had this conversation with people, you know?
Thousands.
Liars.
Well, it's because You Give Love a Bad Name gave me a bad headache because it got played 7,000 times a
day. Isn't that what I just said?
Yes.
Okay, so admit it. I'm right. You're burnt out on Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Matt. I win.
Do you feel better?
Yes.
Ring the bell. We have a winner.
Ding. I used to have one. Okay, a couple more things real quick before we take a break. I don't have time to get into the whole thing with Jared, but we had a good time. He's got a nerdy friend that he went to college with named Steve that is one of those game nerds. And so he brings like a huge box of all these board games and stuff. And the first time I did this with them, I wasn't sure I was going to enjoy myself, but I really wanted to get to know his friends a little bit better and stuff. Because the first time I met Steve was at a Super Bowl party at Jared's. And the next day I referred to Steve as the guy with no personality because the guy didn't hardly say two words. And when I did talk to him, he kind of just didn't really say much to me. And Jared goes, oh, no, Steve's a real good guy. He's a little bit, he takes a while to warm up to people and blah, blah, blah. No, we'll get together and you'll like him and stuff. And he was right. I mean, we got together. We played some of these weird board games. But then they're fun. They actually aren't too bad. But I was out of my body doing this. Because when I was in college, I used to make fun of people for playing D&D, you know, in their dorm room and stuff all the time. I would never play D&D.
What games were they? What games did you play?
You know, the worst one, I say the worst one, and the most complicated one we played this past Saturday night was some kind of a Lancelot, you know, weird thing. I don't even know what, Lancelot Camelot game, and it was just really complicated. And complicated in that it wasn't difficult, It was just there was a lot to keep track of and remember. So, I mean, we were always helping each other and stuff. They were always reminding me what to do, what to forget, or what I should do, or possibly what to do and stuff. But it was just a board game where you're supposed to, you know, kill this and accept this challenge. But, you know.
I threw down a laser card.
Well, it's
or I throw yeah. down a sword card.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah, exactly. And I will tell you this: I'm not 100% certain that Jared's friend Steve has ever been laid. I'm not sure if he's ever actually had sexual intercourse with a woman. I mean, he's a great guy. Don't get me wrong, but he's like 42 years old, and you look at him. You look at these games. You look at the fact that he's got the plastic sleeves on the cards and everything's that little polyethylene sleeves for him and everything else, and you're like,
oh, on the game cards?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, to protect them. Yes.
Oh,
boy. But, you know, stuff could get spilled on it. You know, I could set my beer on it. You know, stuff like yeah. that. And so, you know, but don't get me wrong. Honestly, this is true. I'll say this. I would say this to Jared's face. I think Jared is actually more stiff than Steve. I think Steve, actually, the game guy, is more of a loosey-goosey kind of kickback, kind of joke around kind of guy than Jared can be at times. Jared,
really?
A little more stuffy, a little more snooty. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I can say all these things without Jared here because he never listens to the show. So.
See? That's why you got to listen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
If I ever miss a show,
oh,
I will be listening.
You will be listening. I'm sure you will.
I'm afraid to miss a show, to be honest with you.
You should be. You should be. And one more thing about Jared standing up. You know, when he stands up to work, it made me think, too, I wonder if he sits down to pee. Because, you know, a little bass backwards.
A little bit.
Not really sure. But okay, look, let's take a break. I actually had, believe it or not, Matt, more stuff to talk about than what we got to here during this long first segment. So we're doing good so far, I think.
All right.
We'll see. Coming up a little bit later on in the show too, I've got a great list of currently the most shoplifted items this holiday season that are going on in department stores right now. So it'll be interesting to see your thoughts on that as well. I forgot to give Batman any important information, but the truth of the matter is, you don't even need this stuff when you're doing the show back there. He's not even looking. He hasn't even looked at me yet. He's still looking at the computer screen. Don't even need this stuff.
I just looked at you, fool. I'm looking at the computer screen so I can take your break.
Yeah, get the break ready. Matt, when can we get
you
here?
Do?
I need you to come here and just work with me here every week.
We should start doing that. Drive down once a week.
Why not?
That'd be fun.
I mean, wait, you know, you leave at, noon? You know, get here at 4?
Be home by 10?
Yeah, get done by 6:30, 7 o'clock. You know, maybe 11.
Yeah, 11, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Maybe during baseball season.
Yeah, you could do that. We could even record a couple shows. You'd be home by midnight, but that's okay. Whatever.
Yeah, future us could do a show.
We could do that on New Year's.
There you go.
God. All right, let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, we'll talk to Batman's homunculus, finally. We will be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back. The following is a public service announcement from Big Johnson's Body Art Studio. If a tattoo shop tells you that they are the winner of 8 national awards for tattooing, make sure that you ask questions before you commit to having something permanent put on your body. For example, you might ask, don't the artists actually win those awards, not the shop itself? And you also might ask, when were those awards won? And are the artists that actually won those awards even still working at the shop? Or you might ask, isn't one of those artists that won most of the awards that you're bragging about actually now working at another tattoo shop across town? Folks, listen to the advertisements carefully. Which shop is telling you that they have award-winning artists? Because that shop is shooting you straight. Some people have said that there's a lot of shit talking going on between tattoo shops around town. Keep this in mind. If what is being said is true, it's not talking shit. And of course, the people being talked about are going to be defensive. That's human nature. But none of that applies to you, the customer. Come see for yourself if Big Johnson's is the best. Make your own decision. They're not afraid for you to ask questions. Big Johnson's Body Art Studio, Louisville Avenue, next to Sal Saloon. Call 329-9-INK or check them out on Facebook at Big Johnson's Tattoo Shop. And you're welcome. Big Johnson's Body Art Studio.
Where you'll get more than just a little prick.
His co-host has participated in the Cleveland Special Olympics. The Brad Westmore Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Batman's homunculus. Very happy to be with you tonight. I have taken a step outside of Batman's utility belt to come out here, join the world, and say hello to the Brad Westmore Show. So, first of all, Batman, I'd like you to know that I appreciate all the wonderful things you do for me. My favorite part is when you put me in your pocket so I can play pool. I love it. I have a good time.
The world.
Yeah. Hey, would you put me in your pocket right now?
No.
Okay. Maybe a little bit later. Hey, but seriously, do me a favor, will you? You need to not make me hose out your bat briefs all the time. Your underwear, man, you need to change it every once in a while, okay? It's not a pretty sight in there. It's not. Stains and stuff like that. Ugh, tell you. Hey, and also, I really enjoy myself when I get hungry. You let me take a crack at your bat nipple. I like that, too. It's good stuff. Except for when it squirts and gets in my eye. It's kind of nasty.
You have me confused with Joel Schumacher.
Joel Schumacher? I know that name. Who is that guy?
He's the one who put nipples on my bat suit.
Oh, yeah. You know, I actually know Joel Schumacher's homunculus, too. And he likes the bat nipples as well. So, and also, I need you to get off my back about uploading the show on time, okay? If you weren't so goddamn cheap to invest in a stool, maybe I could spend less than 3 hours trying to reach the board all the time. I'm too short. I'm not exactly Wilt Chamberlain, you know, although I am hung like Wilt Chamberlain. You know what they say? Once you go black, you end up with Donovan McNabb. Did I say that right? Donovan McNabb.
Jeez.
And also, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't send me to the Wendy's drive-thru on a 20-year-old big wheel. A little thing. And what happened to the big wheel you had in here last week?
It's gone.
Where'd it go? Yeah. I see we have some new additions here. And when I say new addition, I'm not talking like Ralph Tresvant and Bobby Brown. Talking about the new additions over here to the junk corner of the studio. See, the Elvis lamp is pretty cool. Believe it or not, I'm actually taller than that Elvis there. He's a little bit shorter than I am. So, yeah. So, anyway, I also would like it if you would stop making me shave your face all the time. It's not Movember anymore, so you can shave your own face from now on, okay?
Okay.
You don't really know what to say. This reminds me of the first time that Brad Westmore brought Elvis onto his old show, the Wow Wow Westmore Show, and that executive producer that he had back then that you don't like to mention by name because you and him don't get along anymore. You know, the guy with the bald head and the 6'9".
I don't have a problem.
545 pounds or whatever it is he weighs. And then, you know, Jared back then, he was there too. And they just stared at him the entire time he pretended to be Elvis. They didn't know what to say. It didn't go very well at all. But anyway, okay, enough from Batman's homunculus, because it just doesn't seem that he's getting through to you, which it seems that your attention has been on something else tonight.
I'm right. I've been watching you the whole time, homunculus.
By the way, one more homunculus. What?
I don't know.
Okay. I can say what? Okay. By the way, one more thing before I go. No more showers together, please. Okay? The view of that harried, wrinkled mess that you've got makes me think I'm in a nursing home for baby elephants. It's not pretty. Not pretty at all.
Thank you. I'll send you over to Brad Westmore next time.
I'm not going to make a comment about that because I like Brad Westmore. Oh, and his homunculus, it's a girl. I like her. All right. Thank you. You can turn me off now. Put me back inside your utility belt, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello.
Woo!
There's a lot of tension in the room when Batman's homunculus comes out.
I would agree with you in that regard. I feel bad for him because he doesn't seem to know what to say. Now, do me a solid, will you? Batman, make sure you turn this back up where
it's
it was
already
before.
There. Thank you. Yep, I got you.
Are you sure it is?
I'm sure.
You promise it is?
I promise.
I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
Are you sure it's loud enough? Are you sure? Because it doesn't seem loud enough to me. I want to make sure it's loud enough, because we're going to make a phone.
I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
Okay.
I got a bit excited and used an expletive I shouldn't have used. I apologize, and I can promise it won't happen again.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Matt, we were talking about this before we started the show. We were talking about my buddy, okay, our good buddy Brandon, our web guy. He's been on the show. He's, in our fantasy football. And we, of course, made fun of him here several weeks ago on the show and nicknamed him My Buddy, okay? And
My Buddy,
My Buddy,
My Buddy.
And when we did, we were concerned that he would never actually hear it because we don't believe, and I don't believe, that he's listening to the show, okay? And you asked me before the show started, has he heard it? Right.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, the answer is no. And I'm a little disappointed. So what I'd like to do is, on an impromptu kind of thing here, we're going to give him a call, and one of two things is going to happen, okay? He's either going to not answer the phone, and if he doesn't answer the phone, we're gonna do some pranking. We're gonna do a little soundboard pranking. We're not gonna say a word, okay? So don't speak into your microphone. Laugh, but don't laugh out loud so he can't hear you. And if he does answer the phone, we may still do a little pranking. He's probably gonna figure out it's us, and eventually maybe we'll talk to him and we'll kind of point blank ask him. So when was the last time you listened to the show?
He's the web guy, you said, right?
Yeah.
Well, then I've been posting My Buddy for the fantasy football wrap-ups for like 3 weeks.
Chances are pretty good he doesn't get it, okay? My guess is that Brandon probably hasn't paid attention to Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football for several weeks either, okay?
Oh, it's a shame.
We'll see.
All right.
Well, Batman, go ahead and dial him up. We'll see what happens. Can you get him ready there? There we go. Is it ringing yet?
It will be in a second.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone.
Oh, here we go. His ringtones are...
Keep me in mind.
What in the hell?
Hello?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I like to make love. I'll make it feel really good for you, hon. Would you let me lick you everywhere?
And what do you call somebody who's an adult who comes over to meet a child home alone after a sexually explicit conversation? What is that called?
I just Brad hope this Park. Isn't all too good to be true, hee-hee.
No hug for me?
I want to what? Wrestle you so freaking bad.
I'll just be your secret lover.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I like to make love.
I'm big.
He tells the girl that he has a very large penis.
Did you bring condoms?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? Like, you know, some positions and moves.
I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Hey, my buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Brad. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you on the show. We thought we would impromptu call you today.
That's nice. I appreciate that.
You know, we're doing the show right now, of course, and we hadn't heard from you in a while. We've been thinking about you quite a bit. Say hi to Magic Matthew Fox.
Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Brandon. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good.
All right, guys, stop it. That's gay. All right, Batman, you say hi to, of course.
How's it going?
There you
pretty
go.
Pretty good.
Don't answer him. Yeah, okay. So anyway, we just wanted to kind of check in with you and see how things have been going.
They've been going hectically. How about yourself?
Well, my buddy, what's the matter? Is there something going on?
Oh, just, you know, life.
Stress?
Oh, always.
Are you still married?
Yes, I am still married. Luckily, the most good, constant thing I have in my life is my wife and my child.
That's right. So you still have custody of your child, too. That's good. That's good.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Has anybody died?
Not yet.
Okay, that's good. Are you thinking of killing somebody? Matt knows he can tell the tension in your voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Is Matt, you got any help in terms of getting rid of somebody once I kill them?
I watch a lot of Dexter, so I can help you out with that, but
hey,
off the air.
That's most of the research I've been doing.
Hey,
there you go.
And don't forget, if you need any help at all, I know a guy that can help you with this.
Like, you know, some positions and moves.
So just let us know, okay?
I will do.
He also likes to.
I like to make love.
But so you know, we haven't heard from you in a long time, and my buddy, we are very, very concerned about you, and we're just wondering. We have a question for you. Okay.
Oh God.
A very, very good question, and I'm going to go ahead and be the one to answer it. I'll ask it, although I know that everybody in this room right now is wanting the answer. Our question to you, a good loyal fan of the Brad Westmar Show, very first fan of the Brad Westmar Show, and also a very, very good web provider and a very good helper in many regards, and also a participator in the Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football League, and also a guy who came in and answered hot seat questions on the hot seat here in the studio and played match game with us and things of that nature. Mr. Brandon, my buddy, please tell me, when was the last time you listened to the Brad Westmar Show?
I knew that was the question you were going to ask.
Uh-oh.
Shameful.
Terrible. I don't even know. Let me just answer what you should say right now. Okay, here's what you should say.
I apologize, yep. And I can promise it won't happen again.
Okay. So just give us a ballpark idea to what the last, you know, honestly, I probably don't even want to know, do I? I probably don't even want to know.
I'll be honest, it's probably been about 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking it probably has been about 2 months or so.
Yep.
Buddy.
I know.
You've been missing out on so much. So disappointed. And this just goes to prove, Magic Matthew Fox, that what I'm, and also you, bat off. Let me tell you something. Nobody's listening to the effing show. Nobody is listening to this show. Even people, our most loyal listener, our first fan of the Brad Westmar Show, even before the show got really good when Matt got on here, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not listening to the show. What are we going to do, Batman? What are we going to do about this crap?
I really don't know because, I'm not going to argue with you.
You can't argue with me. I mean, this right here is proof positive that I am not insane when I say nobody's listening.
Sure.
I'm not insane. Let me ask you this, Brandon. What are you doing tonight?
Tonight, I walked home from work because my truck wouldn't start this morning.
Oh.
And I ate dinner with my family, and now I'm sitting back relaxing, trying to
trying to figure out what you're going to do with your truck.
Oh, well, it'll be fixed. I got a buddy coming over to help me fix it. So.
Okay, good. So, is work stressing you out?
Oh, work always stresses me out. But it's actually, work has been fairly constant, not extremely stressful, but just normal stress.
Okay, yeah, we don't want your life story. I just wanted a simple yes or no. That's fine.
He really doesn't care. He's making conversation.
We are doing a show. All right, so look, my buddy, I'm telling you right now, we pray to God, our Lord Jesus and our Savior, okay, that you could find the time in your busy life to take a... You may have missed some important things on the show, bud, okay?
Well... Yeah, I'm sure most of it revolved around me getting my ass spanked in back-assward football.
And, you know, honestly, it's funny you say that because we've actually forgotten to do the update tonight. I need to do that here in a few minutes with Magic Matt. But,
No, that's okay. You don't need to do them. I don't think I can look at it anymore.
Well, you know, look, let's be honest. I said I was going to win this thing, and guys, I'm going to win this thing. Okay.
It was over before it started.
It was over before it started because I'm the worst regular fantasy football player ever. So you knew I was going to win. So, no, I mean, there just might be some nuggets in there that you might enjoy, you might like, you may find them educational, you may find them inspiring. You never know, you know?
How many of them will I still find insulting?
I don't think you'll find any of them insulting. I think you'll find them helpful. Matt, would you agree?
I think so.
Yeah.
Very informative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll make you deal. Between now and next Wednesday, you call me back next Wednesday, I will get completely caught up.
You promise?
I promise.
Completely?
Wow.
Can even know how good my memory will be. I was going to say you could quiz me next Wednesday, but I don't know how good my memory would be in the span of a week.
Probably not.
I will listen to everything I've missed in the next week.
Wow. And, you know, if you actually do all that, I'm going to get really excited.
What girl wants to give oral sex when a man isn't shaved?
By the way, are you proud that I didn't just hang up on you and I knew exactly who it was as soon as
I am proud. Next time, just listen and make comments. Don't say my name. You ruined some of Chris Hansen. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's okay.
You ruined the impromptu bit.
But seriously, I mean, honestly.
You do not want to with me.
Okay. But no, seriously, I'm going to let you go. You do your best to catch up, and we will, if we can find time into our holiday show that's coming up that you don't know is coming up next week because you haven't been listening to know that it's coming up, we'll try to get you a call next week to make sure that you really are caught up, okay?
We'll do. And I'll even do you one better. I'll do it before Saturday.
Ooh, okay, so you are still planning on coming with me on Saturday.
I am still planning on coming with you Saturday.
Yippee. I'm taking him and his family to a hockey game. I'm sure my family will be delighted to know that I'm going to a hockey game with another family. But that's okay.
just tell them you're taking applications.
Exactly. And believe me, I am. So that sounds good, pal. Do the best you can, and I'll talk to you here in the next couple of days about Saturday, and we'll talk to you on the show next week.
All right, man. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, pal. You too. See bye-bye. Bye. There he was. That's Mr.
My buddy. Wherever I go, he goes, my buddy. I'll teach him everything that I know.
He has no idea, Matt. Not a clue.
Not a clue. He dropped my buddy about 10 times in that conversation.
That was my favorite part. Yeah. That was cool. Now, I'm going to want to take a break right now, and Batman's going to try to get me not to. But we're going to take one anyway because I can and because I'm the boss. And when we come back, we're going to go over these. We'll see what happens. We'll take the break. And we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hey, Bimbo Bimbino here for the Appliance Boutique, Wisconsin's largest Whirlpool dealer. In fact, right now I'm standing in the middle of one of our gigantic Whirlpools on display in our store at 4343 East Washington Avenue.
Looks great, Bimbo, but I don't think I can afford a Whirlpool.
You can't afford not to buy a Whirlpool at the Appliance Boutique. Think of the value.
What about our other name brand specials, Bimbo? Names like Zenith, RCA, Amana, Speed Queen.
That's right, Biff. This week a Zenith frost-free refrigerator freezer, just $4.44. How about an RCA solid state washer and dryer, just $4.77, and a Amana 26-inch color TV, only $3.88, and a Speed Queen toaster oven, only $39.99 while they last now at the Appliance Boutique.
Hey, Bimbo, what about the price on that Whirlpool?
Well, Biff, it's less than you think. It's not $1,000.
Oh, not
it's
that,
not
Bimbo.
$900.
Tell me the price, Bimbo.
It's less than $800.
Give it, Bimbo, the price.
It's less than $750.
How much does it cost?
It's less than $725.
That does it.
It's less than $700.
Moving out.
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. You come up with some good ideas, Matt. That was good. We can't talk about that on the air, but I mean, we could because he never listens, but we can't. And now Brandon's going to think it's about him, but it's not. But that's okay.
No.
But then again, Brandon doesn't listen either, so it won't really matter. So, yeah. So I don't have a lot of time here. I've got a few things that we're going to skim over. Maybe we save them next week for the holiday show. For Lucky Santa might make an appearance. Maybe Drunk Santa. Who knows? But I've got a good list here. Have you got your holiday shopping done there yet, Matt?
Kind of, sort of. Got okay. a few things.
Okay. I just told my wife to go out and buy for herself whatever she wanted, and that's what she's done so far. So that I know Batman Perfect. Thinks that's crazy, but it works really well, you know? I mean, what do you get the woman who already has everything she wants? I mean,
I know. That's the same problem I have.
Yeah. I mean, they don't understand how hard they are to buy for. You know?
No, they don't.
They really don't.
We're easy.
Yeah. We are easy.
Yeah.
I mean, in more ways than one.
Plenty of ways.
Yes. So I'm going to get to these real quick here. This is really weird. Exactly what are people stealing this holiday season? The most shoplifted items here in the United States. Adweek has compiled the top 10 most shoplifted items of 2011. Truly bizarre here. Number one. Filet mignon. Yeah. It says here,
are you
so
serious?
Yeah, so many people are tucking choice cuts of meat under their jackets that supermarkets are now considering the stores with the most theft in supermarkets.
Oh god.
Strangely enough, they probably have less security in those grocery stores, I'm guessing too. I mean, I don't know. Could be wrong.
Yes.
It's weird.
You got a problem if you're stealing meat.
It is a little strange. Number 2, Jameson. Okay, it says here that those with an unquenchable thirst for booze just help themselves to a free bottle of expensive liquor. Now, that's got to be coming out of grocery stores, too. But, you know, it's hard to steal liquor. But they're doing it, apparently.
Yeah.
So, number 3, electric tools. Apparently, the most common items men nab are electric toothbrushes and power tools.
Who's stealing a toothbrush of any kind?
I don't know. It ain't my daughter, I can tell you that.
You come over to my house, my kids will give you theirs.
Exactly, exactly. Number four, this one I understand, their iPhone 4. Okay.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought would have been number one.
You would think so, too. But honestly, how do you steal an iPhone 4? I mean, it's not like they're out on a shelf in a plastic shell, you know? So it says here, electronics like smartphones and video games are high-risk items, and one research group claims 100,000 laptops are stolen annually from big-box stores. So, yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Here's one for you, too. You talk about toothbrushes. Number five, the Gillette Mach 4 razor. Okay. Yeah. It says here, anyone who uses non-disposable razors knows they're pretty expensive, so in tough financial times, people don't want to pay for them anymore. Yeah. I use disposables myself. I don't use the expensive ones anymore. So, and Matt, you don't shave, so...
I don't have to.
You don't have to. Exactly.
Nope.
number six on the most shoplifted items this year, Axe. The men's deodorant and body wash we love to hate are often stolen in mass quantities and resold at flea markets and corner stores. Dial is most popular among thieves as well.
Dial, huh?
Dial, yeah. I like Dove myself. It leaves my skin smelling like a flower. Yes. Number seven, Polo Ralph Lauren. Clothing theft is up 31% since 2009. It's hard to look good in a bad economy, so score some fresh threads the illegal way.
Interesting.
Yeah. Let's Rock Elmo is number eight. The Sesame Street toy topped the Toys R Us Hot Toys list this year, so parents are stealing this must-have toy for their kids if they can't afford it. Great.
Now I'm surprised a toy is even on the list, the way they have those things anchored into those boxes.
Well, yeah, that's true, but they must steal the whole... I mean, I don't know how they... Seriously, and I guess I don't want to know, because by saying I want to know, it implies that I want to do it myself. I really don't want to do it myself, but I really want to know. I mean, how do you do that? I just don't get it. And also, I would never steal anything at all, because I'd be scared and nervous that I'm going to get caught. I mean, let's be honest. If anybody's going to get caught, it's going to be Brad Westmore.
Yeah, you would be a horrible thief.
Oh, horrible. Exactly. Exactly.
You just start talking to him. You have like this 15-minute conversation. This whole time you've got, you know, a couple pounds of meat stuffed in your...
Yeah.
Waistband of your pants or something.
Exactly. Exactly. So I would not be a good thief at all. A couple more things real quick here. Number nine, Chanel number five. Who wouldn't love a bottle of this popular woman's fragrance? Expensive perfumes make up nearly 4% of loss in stores that carry them. And finally, number 10, Nikes. As Adweek points out, some shoppers wear flip-flops into a store, try on a pair of sneakers, and walk out wearing them. Sneakerheads will do whatever it takes to score the kicks on their wish list. Now, that I can see happening, and you would think that shoe stores would have a little more security.
You would think. A lot of this stuff's probably got to come from big department store type places, I would think.
You would think so, yeah. I want to reread one real quick here. Number six, Axe. The men's deodorant and body wash we love to hate are stolen in mass quantities. Guess what I'm staring at in the junk pile corner? You may even be able to see it if you look on the picture I sent you earlier. In the left-hand corner, there... Now, did you steal that right there? There is some Axe right
Batman
there.
Batman wouldn't do such a thing.
That is so weird. I don't even know if you can see it on the picture or not, Matt, but... It's over there in the corner.
Hey, I have something to add about the, the stealing of the toys, how they're going to get them out of the store. Do you know when I managed a movie theater, someone got two buckets of KFC in there and we never noticed it?
but you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, this is clear evidence that America is not stupid. And I'll tell you right now, I don't care if you're managing it or if you owned it or if you were just really the guy who took the ticket stubs. The point of the matter is, if you don't want people to smuggle food into the movie theaters, you don't need to charge $8 for a freaking box of Junior Mints.
I agree.
You know, so that's just the way the ball bounces. So anyway, Magic Matt, it's been a good time. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
It was fun.
Always fun. And of course, in the end, we're still friends again, of course.
Yes, because we pick on other people.
We do. That's exactly correct. I never pick on you. And since you're never not on a show, I never have to worry about doing it. But
yes.
At this point, you know, during our short relationship on the radio together, I can't think of anything I would say bad about you. I can't.
Aww, really?
I can't. No, I really, really can't.
Well, thank you.
Sounds gay. By the way, my favorite part of the show tonight was when we called my buddy. Really?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That was good fake radio.
I thought so. I mean, radio gold. Well,
yep.
No, you know, radio platinum, probably, actually. Yeah. So, Magic Matt, good to have you with us. We will see you next week for our holiday show. And if the show notes don't get any thicker, just come with your best holiday bells on, okay?
Sounds good. I'll be ready.
I know you will. Batman, thank you as always. Next week, in, supposedly, the guy who stands up at work and pees sitting down will be in studio as well. I am Brad Westmar. Thanking you for listening if you are, and if you're not, I can't blame you. So I will see you next week. Good night.